From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On this week's program, Keep Fit with Dad this Father's Day. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Hundreds of runners turned out with their dads, making this year's Everyone's a Winner Best Dressed Chicken 5K and 10K a family affair. This year marked the eighth staging of the race, which started at Hope Gardens in St. Andrew. The Father's Day event was the culmination of a two-part race, following the staging of the Everyone's a Winner Road Race in April. Today's event featured a 5K run, walk, and stroller race, a 10K run, and a special 1K kids run, with the first 2,000 finishers across all events receiving medals. Running events director Alfred Frano Francis says the beneficiary of this year's race proceeds was the Diabetes Association of Jamaica, which received a $4,000 dialysis machine prior to the event.
Our partnership is with the Diabetes Association, and we presented a kidney dialysis machine to them so that it can assist them in their program of providing cheap dialysis for persons, because I think they charge at least $4,000, which is very cheap when you look at the landscape outside there. And they have 9 machines. No, I think this makes 10, and they could do it 90.
Thousands of individuals access the services of the Diabetes Association of Jamaica annually. The organization acts as a one-stop shop for diabetes patients, in addition to providing secondary services such as laser eye treatment, kidney dialysis, and pharmaceutical services. Mr. Francis adds that the event was specially designed to be enjoyed by all members of the family, from pregnant mothers to toddlers to great-grandparents. Little racers in the kids' run received passes to the Hope Zoo. The need to observe a healthy lifestyle cannot be overstated. That's why the race also served as a qualifier for the Jamaica Moves Corporate Challenge, keeping up the momentum to promote physical activity across all sectors.
It's very important that we try to encourage persons to practice a healthy lifestyle, and persons to understand what diabetes is and how it can be avoided, because then you can avoid the dialysis machine, then you can avoid the doctor, then you can avoid the hospital. And 67% of our beds in the hospital are occupied by persons who have non-communicable challenge, chronic disease. And, you know, so we need to do something about it. So people have to be aware. Diabetes and hypertension impacts on 10% of our national budget. And this can be avoided by our choices.
President of the Diabetes Association of Jamaica, Professor Errol Morrison, echoed similar sentiments, stressing the need for a shift towards healthier living, which augurs well for families, physically, mentally, and financially.
When diabetes is there, you know, things go wild, things accumulate, and these accumulated stuff cause problems. So the kind of physical activity that you are recommending here in these kinds of events help to use up those substances, and the controlled eating or intake also helps to avoid any excessive accumulation. This is excellent, because this is preventive, you know, that you're now doing. When you get to the point where trouble has started, that is serious, expensive, and we can't do a lot about turning it around. But what we're doing here through this kind of promotion of physical activity and so on is to prevent. And by preventing, you're avoiding the tremendous costs to the individual, to the family, to the country.
He's expressing thanks to Best Dressed Chicken and Running Events JA, as well as other partners who made the event possible, including National Outdoor Advertising, the RGR Glena Group, Jamaica Observer, Catherine's Peak, Salada Mountain Peak Coffee, Highlight Sports Mix, the Art Printery Limited, and the Heart Foundation of Jamaica. Senior Manager of Marketing and Fund Development at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Karen Anderson, says the Father's Day running event proved a great start to CPR Week.
We've been a partner with the running events. Everyone's a winner, and it's mainly through running events, and we're very excited about that. It's always a start off to CPR Week for the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, so we kick off CPR Week on the Father's Day race.
GSAT Financial Services, which offers assistance to students in St. Elizabeth, is looking for partners. For more details, contact them at 876-868-9365 or 876-506-7765. And before we go, GSAT Financial Services, which offers assistance to students in St. Elizabeth, is looking for partners. For more details, contact them at 876-868-9365 or 876-506-7765. If you know of anyone doing good in your neighborhood, give us a call at 876-926-3590 or email radio at jis.gov.jm. You can also tag us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service, on Twitter at JIS News, and Instagram at JIS Voice. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a great week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.